Happy Monday, Brooke.
Same to you, Fred. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Not too bad.
All right, good. Well, cover story this week is kind of the only big growth area we have seen as far as residential construction in the Las Cruces area. The housing construction is still not going gangbusters like it was a number of years ago, but we have seen a lot of apartments being built, and you have on the cover this week a little different type of apartment complex. They call themselves a luxury apartment complex.
Yeah, up off North Rise, 4260 North Rise, actually. It's right across from Sonoma Elementary School, if people can picture that. There's been a lot of construction going on there, and it's going to be 24 different buildings, believe it or not, with about 8 apartments in them each for, you know, just about 200 apartments. It's a $25 million project that's going on right now, and they're hoping to be done by October, which sounds about right, because when they first announced it in late September, they said it probably would take about a year to get done. So that's going on up there. I think it's going to have about 192 apartments total, some of them one bedroom, some of them two bedroom, and from there it's on 12.5 acres, and it's a really interesting sort of thing because it's a big complex that's going on up there. And you're right, there must be a demand for it. And these are going to be a little higher end. You know, before when they announced it, they said, you know, $900 to $1,000 for some apartments, depending rent per month. So, but it's good to see a big project going along up there.
Yeah, it's interesting because we have seen this in the last couple of years, a lot of new apartment construction on Roadrunner. There's one that's going to be built on Sonoma Ranch Boulevard besides this one that you're talking about, a smaller one. And then downtown, right near where your offices are, plans for a downtown complex as well.
Yeah, no, definitely. And it's interesting, it must be seen as the rental market is pretty strong. You know, we see that when people maybe aren't in a position to buy or don't feel like they want to buy, although it's a good time to buy.
It sure
if,
is.
If you can get approved for a loan or if you have the money to buy, it's a really good time to buy right now because prices are down. There's a lot of good stuff on the market. But people, more and more people must be renting because you're right, we're seeing these facilities jump up all over the place.
Yeah, interesting. And it'll be interesting to see if that continues, if the housing market grows a little bit. I mean, in this area, we aren't seeing a whole lot of new home construction because there's such a glut still a lot of used homes that are on the market that are really, really good deals. And so it'll be interesting to see how that all plays out in the next couple of years. And I'm sure a lot of this depends on New Mexico's economy, of course, which we have not seen the job growth necessary for, you know, new housing really to take off. So it kind of,
yeah,
guess, depends on that retirement market.
Yeah, it sure does. And, you know, as we've talked about many times before, when people can sell their homes other places, then, you know, a lot of people still want to come here. But we're sort of and we're starting to see some movement in other places of the country. So hopefully that'll cross over to here, too. And, you know, we'll see. You know, Cruces was sort of late into the recession, so maybe we've been a little late out of, not that we're in a recession right now anymore, but got to be careful with the R word. But, you know, maybe we're a little late out of the lag, too, a little bit. And, your construction of new housing is still down right now. And, you know, people are renting their new houses, too, sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, or some builders who have houses that can't be sold or, you know, putting them on the market for rent as well.
Yeah, interesting market. All right, moving on to the profile this week, a gentleman who owns a variety of businesses, it looks like.
Yeah, Kenny Chavez. What an interesting guy this is. He started a cleaning business based out of Mesilla in 2006. They do all kind of different kind of cleaning. They'll clean carpets and a variety of other things. And it's called Sky's the Limit Cleaning Services. And they had people in the commercial field and just, you know, regular residents and that sort of stuff. And then he decided to do some other things. He opened up a shop. It's called the City of Crosses Catholic Gifts and Artifact Store, which is on South Main Street. It opened last year. And he says it's really taken off. Some of the money he gives to the local Catholic church too, but he, you know, it's another business he started. And then right next to it, he's planning to start as soon as the weather gets a little bit nicer, although it's been pretty nice, so it's starting up pretty soon, I imagine. It's a rental bike business, which is very interesting. It'll be interesting to see how that goes around here. It's, it'll rent bikes, adults and children's, strollers and wheelchairs, and you see if there's a market for such a thing. I'm very interested to see how that turns out. If people maybe will rent strollers for like the downtown market or what, or just maybe they want to go on a bike ride, but they don't have a good bike, so they can go rent it. That'll be interesting to find out. And yeah, he's done a whole bunch of stuff, and he's wearing many hats. And then he started the thing they call the Sweet Spot, which is ice cream truck, essentially.
Does it all.
Yeah.
That's amazing. All right. Well, what's new this week, Brooke?
Well, let's start with what people like to hear about, food.
Mm-hmm.
We have a second IHOP coming to Las Cruces, and it's down there on University Avenue, 351 East University Avenue, down very near Ripamata Palms, which is at the corner of Main and University. And yeah, they're saying they're going to open April 18th, probably. That date isn't, I don't think, carved in stone, but that's what they're shooting for. So we'll become a two IHOP town. We have the first IHOP up on North Tell Shore Boulevard, of course. And so that'll be interesting. That'll be something new opening up. And I think it's going to be open 24 hours there, so that's a good location for them, close to the university.
Sure.
A store we've talked about a couple times before, Kahn's Electronics out of Houston, is taking the Bales location in the Mesilla Valley Mall that's been open for a long time, empty for a long time, I should say. And they're saying they're going to, according to the El Paso store, they're saying they're going to open April 27th. So that's coming along. I talked to Susan Palmer at the mall. She said they're starting to get their signage up out front and everything like that. So that'll be that's a big news for Cruces to have that space field, finally a new store open.
Oh, yeah.
Right in there. And there's also a new bookkeeping payroll firm, George Pintar. A lot of people might know him in town. He's done a lot of stuff. He's opened up, it's called APF Bookkeeping Service. That's another little business that I have in there.
Okay. And the Babbling Brook, we have about a minute for that. And kind of surprising news, you're saying that some companies are actually shunning email now in favor of social media. I couldn't believe this.
Yeah. Part of the problem is, and I picked up on this from different stories from across the nation, most people still use email. Everybody who's online pretty much still uses email, according to studies, a lot of people. But there's so much clutter sometimes with email, and even if you have, you know, spamware and stuff, a lot of it sometimes still gets through, that people are finding it's taking up a lot of their time when they can just fire off a text or fire off a tweet, you know, or even instant message on Facebook type of thing.
Oh,
and that
boy.
Some people, especially even younger workers, are starting to go away from email. I don't think it's going to go the way of the dodo bird anytime soon, but it's a very interesting proposition that some people are, you know, getting away from it.
And they may regret it, businesses that do this. We'll have to see.
Yeah,
because
really.
For folks, of course, use social media for non-business purposes mainly. So we'll have to watch that.
A little crossover might not be a good thing.
I don't know about that one. All right. Well, Brooke Stockburger is the business editor at the Sun News. He joins us every Monday on Morning Edition. Brooke, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Fred.
Brooke, thanks for